Good evening. This is your RTL Today News at 6pm. I'm John Baker. A 300-year-old state-protected farmhouse in the village of Encherange is at the centre of a preservation emergency after half of the structure collapsed earlier this month. The building, located in the lower part of Encherange, is originally mapped in the 1717s and had been left to decay for decades by its owner until a local resident, Hubert Hollerich, witnessed the collapse on the 2nd of November. The incident has prompted urgent action from the National Institute for Architectural Heritage. Luxembourg's former Minister of Defence, François Bauch, and former Army Chief of Staff, Alain Duchesne, will not face criminal prosecution for the 2019 shell explosion at the Waldhof military camp. The decision was confirmed by the judicial administration today, closing a case that stemmed from the incident, which left two dead and two injured. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs and the Chamber of Commerce has announced that the Luxembourg Pavilion at the 2025 World Expo in Osaka attracted 379,000 visitors, including approximately 1,000 residents of the Grand Duchy. With an average of 2,250 visitors per day over the six-month event, the pavilion maintained an occupancy rate of around 95% and has been hailed as a huge success. In international news, Moldova today displayed a Russian drone that fell on its soil outside its foreign ministry and summoned Moscow's envoy regarding the crash in an overt criticism of Russia's war in neighbouring Ukraine. The small ex-Soviet republic wedged between Ukraine and NATO member Romania has repeatedly seen violations of its airspace since Russia's invasion of its neighbour in 2022 and has expelled dozens of diplomats and employees of the Russian embassy. France's highest court has ruled against ex-president Nicolas Sarkozy over illegal financing his 2012 re-election bid, the second definitive conviction of the former head of state. The Court of Cassation upheld the ruling of an appeals court last year and had ordered he serve a six-month term with an electronic bracelet, plus another 6 months suspended. Sports now, and in rugby, Luxembourg's men's extended squad has been announced for their upcoming fixture against Estonia in the Rugby Europe Conference. James Kent named the 26-man group for the must-win game, with four potential new caps being rewarded for their club performances. Louis Daha from the Grasshopper Club Zurich, Gauthier Fautaniv, RC Wolfordange, Melville Rupert and Casimir Yandel from RC Luxembourg. Staying with rugby, England's Women's World Cup winning wing Abby Dow has retired from rugby aged 28. One of the outstanding finishers of her generation, Dow scored 50 tries in just 59 tests. She also won 7 Six Nations titles, including 6 Grand Slams, before helping tournament hosts England lift the Women's Rugby World Cup in September with a 33-13 win in the final over Canada. For more on these stories and for the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
Raiffeisen, the bank that belongs to its members.
It's been generally dry today, with some small rain showers and even some clear sunny spells, and it should remain dry for the remainder of the evening. Current temperature is around 3 degrees, although, as ever, it does feel cooler.